Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This weekend we'll see the start of Independence Day celebrations for 2017, and in Lawton, that means it's time for the third annual Lawton Fort Sill Freedom Festival, an all-day event capped by the city's fireworks spectacular. Here to discuss this year's festival with us is Keith Jackson of the Lawton City Council, who organizes the event for the city. Councilman Jackson, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
As I mentioned, this is the third annual Freedom Festival. What inspired the creation of the festival, and how did it get started?
You know, it's kind of a unique story, if you don't mind, but 4 years ago, the city council, including myself, voted to ban the sale, distribution of, and possession of fireworks inside the city limits of Lawton. So with that being said, I had a bunch of grandkids who were looking for a firework display of some kind, so we finally ended up driving down to Walters to watch a very well put together fireworks display by their fire department. Lasted about 10-15 minutes. And on the trip back to Lawton, I got to thinking, you know, are you kidding me? A town the size of Lawton, as a military patriotic town, we need a fireworks display. So I went to work immediately and cornered a couple other city councilmen and some city staff, and we went to work putting this together, and it's been very successful, very well received. And you know, the first year we had about 25,000 people show up, and last year, even though we had a little bit of bad weather, we still think there ended up being about 15,000 people in attendance. So we're looking for big things this year as well. But that's the story behind how it started, and it's a year-long preparation to pull this thing off.
I don't doubt that, since you have to deal with all the logistics of a festival plus the special circumstances of a fireworks show.
Exactly. We have to go through a pretty extensive permitting process to get this done. Even though it's a city, we still have to go through a permitting process with the fire department and a licensing. So you know, you want to be safe for these events because you're dealing with so much high potential of danger with fireworks that you got to make sure everything's in order.
How has the festival grown and changed in its 3 years, and what do you foresee for its continued growth?
Well, I think it's going to continue to be a great event for Lawton. We've been able to add just a little bit of sponsorship-type money to the event each year. Sponsors have really stepped up and helped us promote this thing, and so we've been able to add a little bit of money to the pyrotechnics part to where we can increase the size of the fireworks display itself. So now, according to the pyrotechnics company, who, by the way, puts on these displays all across the state in North Texas, he tells us we're one of the largest in the entire state of Oklahoma and North Texas. So we're taking that information basically from him, but I love the saying, largest fireworks display in the state.
Well, let's talk a little more specifically about this year's festival. What all will be going on besides the fireworks show?
Well, you know, we call this a festival, which we want to bring people together for a fun-filled family-type event on the weekend. And so in conjunction with that, we also, about 10 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be taking entries for our car show and our motorcycle show. And this year, we've more than doubled the number of vendors that we have on site this year. The first year, we had about 12 vendors, and about three-quarters of those were food vendors, and every one of them ran out of food that first year. So it was very well received again. And this year we've been able to up the vendors to 31. So we've got 31 vendors out there this year. There are lots of more food booths, sales vendors, and we just got a good response from the community to try to come out and help promote this. We've got lots of other stuff going on. Then we've got a kiddie zone area, a kid fun zone area. We've got a couple bounce houses, which kids always seem to love. We've got a petting zoo. We've got pony rides. We've got a electronic bull that's going to be out there for the kids to, and adults, I guess, if you want to come out and give it a try. We've got a good kids zone area. We're going to have a face painting out there as well for the kids. I think we have a lot of stuff going on. At about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, we're going to have some live talent start playing. Over by the car show area, we're going to have Danny Carson is going to pick up and sing for a little while before it's over there. And over by the amphitheater then at 2 o'clock, we're going to have Mad Leon Band is going to play for a while, as well as the Crosstown Groove, which is a very lively band, by the way, and be playing. And then at 7 o'clock, our 77th Army Band is going to be playing, and that's always a well-received band, and brings the patriotic music to the stage for a little while. And about 9 o'clock then that evening, we're going to introduce some dignitaries. Promptly at 9:30 p.m., we're going to start about a 28-minute fireworks display. And this is, I think, going to be one of the best ones we've ever had. We've revamped the finale this year and more than doubled the size of it, and I've held it secret for all this time, so not even any videos get out on it, but it's a secret finale, and it's going to be awesome.
So what's the draw for the festival? How far away are people coming to attend this event each year?
Well, actually, we do a pretty good job of marketing this, so we feel like we get a good draw from even as far away as Oklahoma City, Wichita Falls, Altus, and Duncan area. We're one of the largest in the state, so people want to come see it, and we have plenty of room for everybody. We're going to have the park decorated a little bit. We've got some 4th of July type decorations we'll be putting around the park. But we feel like we do a good job of marketing, and we feel like we get a good response from around the area. One unique thing about us is we have our festival usually on the Saturday prior to the 4th of July. So again, this is July the 1st when we're going to host this, and other people who have their festivals or events usually hold theirs on the 4th. So I wanted to always do it, I felt like, on the weekend where people would be off work and have time to spend maybe the 4th of July with their family at home, barbecuing or whatever they want to do.
Especially on a year like this year when it falls on a Tuesday.
Exactly. What are you going to do?
Well, we are just about out of time. Councilman, is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners about this year's festival?
Just want to continue to ask people to come on out a little early and enjoy all the festivities. And next year, we've already got some plans to make it a little bit bigger thing. I'm not at liberty to say what that is, but we're going to make it a little bit bigger and a little bit more exciting for the public even next year.
Councilman Keith Jackson of the Lawton City Council giving us all the details on this year's Lawton Fort Sill Freedom Festival. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
The third annual Lawton Fort Sill Freedom Festival will take place Saturday, July 1st in Elmer Thomas Park in Lawton. The event begins at 11 a.m. Admission and parking are free, and transportation will be provided from parking lots at McMahon Auditorium and Lawton High School. Anyone parking at Elmer Thomas Park should enter through the Ferris entrance on the south side of the park. Vehicle shows will begin at noon, and live entertainment will begin at 2 o'clock. The fireworks extravaganza will begin at 9:30 p.m., weather permitting. For more information about the festival, visit the city website at lawtonok.gov or the event page on Facebook. Search for Lawton Fort Sill Freedom Festival. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.